This afternoon we will consider the subject entitled by the threat by ISIS, Islamic State, Iraq, Syria. That's ISIS. What does the Bible say? And a second question, are we facing a big disaster? Before entering into this subject, just a short introduction to biblical prophecy, which will be a repetition of several aspects we saw already this morning. But you know, the ancient Romans coined the sentence, repetitio mater studiorum est. Repetition is the mother of learning. So we saw the fact of biblical prophecy that Messiah should come a first time as a suffering Messiah that was rejected by the mass of his people. And as a consequence, the prophets announced that Israel will be scattered among all the nations. What happened since 70 AD. But a long time after the prophet in the Old Testament foretold, the triumphing Messiah will come. The suffering Messiah will come a second time as the triumphing Messiah, but in the period just before his coming, the Jewish people will come back to the land of their forefathers, out of the worldwide dispersion. And so, this period is called the end times. So in contrast, we can say the first coming of Christ was the beginning time. And therefore, 1 John 1 verse 1 begins, what was from the beginning. And this beginning is the new beginning by the coming of Messiah, the first time. So in contrast, after this long period in between the first and the second coming of Messiah, we have the end time. And this is a period that began in 1882, because we saw that at that time, the first massive immigration wave of the Jews back to the land of their forefathers began. The second followed, the third, and so on up to today. And you see, therefore we are living since already 135 years in the end times. And at the end of this period, Messiah will come as the triumphing Messiah. And during this time, in a processus, the Jews are always returning up to today, and they will continue. So I ask myself, how many prophecies about the end times are already fulfilled since 1882? And I began to write for myself a list, 1, P1, prophecy 1, P2, P3, and so on. And I got the list of 180 fulfilled prophecies. So, you see, this period of the end times is a period clearly distinct from the time when Israel was just dispersed among the nations, without statehood and without temple, without sacrifices. But this period when the Jews returned and then found its statehood and so on is a clear, distinct period. And I wrote then a book entitled by Are We Really Living in the Last Days? More than 175 fulfilled prophecies. And you can comment at the bookstore down this book, because the last one is already sold out. So just some examples. I don't want to go to 175, but just some examples to see what about these prophecies. The prophet clearly said, first prophecy, the Jews are returning from all over the world to the land of their ancestors. Two, the desert blossoms again. And we are now eyewitnesses how the desert of Palestine became the Garden of Israel. 3. Old Testament cities are rebuilt. And we know these modern cities that have been mentioned in the Old Testament now as fulfillment of this prophecy. And then, 4, the state of Israel is re-established since 1948. 5, the surrounding nations want to extinguish Israel. We saw already something about this subject this morning. 3 times the Arab people around Israel tried to extinguish, to extinct Israel. And then, 6, Europe unites again by the resurrection of the Roman Empire. And you see, the European Union that was built up after World War II was clearly done so as the aim to re-establish the Roman Empire. 7, the great masses will apostate from the Christian faith. And it is a fact of the history of the 20th century that millions that have been professing Christians, they left entirely the Christian faith. This is this apostasy of the last days. And so we could go on. But you see here, again an indication, rapture of the church, which is a family mystery of the church. When I use the term church, I always mean by this, all the true believers, from the time of Pentecost, Acts 2, up to the coming of Christ for the church for rapture. This is the church. And this will happen several years before the coming of the triumphing Messiah. Now, we would like to consider the prophetic plan of the 7 last years. Rapture has first to take place. And we can just quote from Revelation 3 verse 10. The Lord Jesus speaks to the church of Philadelphia, giving a general promise, because you have kept my command to persevere, I will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. So Jesus Christ says that the church will be kept from the hour of trial or hour of temptation. He doesn't say, I will keep you from the trial, from the temptation, but from the hour of temptation. The hour of temptation is the time of the greatest deception of world history. When Antichrist will come and deceive the masses in this world. But Jesus Christ says, I will keep you from the hour of temptation. So first, rapture. But then you see, several years later, the return of Messiah on the Mount of Olives, Zechariah 14. But in between the time, and especially the 7 last years before the coming of Christ, in Daniel, called the 70th week of years, we play a huge role. Now, you see, the rapture will take place. And then we'll begin this period of 7 years. And you see, there is a little gap here on this illustration. Why? The beginning of these 7 last years will be when the Western world, the Roman Empire, especially the dictator of the coming Western Empire, out of the European Union, this man will make a covenant with Israel for 7 years. But never the Bible says that this covenant will be concluded on the day of rapture.